To be driving, and it's Halloween too. Oh, it's creepy. Oh man, what I'd give to be back at home, snug and warm. Wait a minute, what's that up ahead? Ah, gas station. Pardon me, is this the way to Elm Hall Plantation?
Yes. Yes, it is. No one's there. I'd advise you to turn back. It's not safe in this weather.
Thanks.
To your left on the dead end street, to find skeleton bones outside in the pavement, and torture chambers down in the basement. Cobwebs hanging over your head, music being played by the Grateful Dead, and spinning on the turntables back to back was no other than my main man, Wolfman Jack, the MC of the night, rapping to the tunes. What's the creature from the Black Lagoon? There's a sign on the door that can't be missed. It means enter, but at your own risk. People been reported going in the haunted house, but never again seen coming out. You ask me if it's true, I'll leave it up to you. Here's an invite, I hope I see you tonight. In all kinds of creeps like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Addams Family and the Monster Five, the Invisible Man, where could he be? We know he got inside the party free. One of these days they're gonna catch him red-handed, not for sneaking in free, for being a booty man. The bartender was cute, but kinda hairy, and Dracula was killing those Bloody Marys. He got drunk as a skunk, started trouble all night, but everybody knew his bark was bigger than his bite. It was the only place for you to be. The first 200 wishes in the party were free, and all was well until the clock struck 12. Everybody jumped up and started raising hell. your sleep. You'll be tossing and turning to the funky beat. Frankenstein was there with some crazy looking chick. I think he said her name was Voodoo on a Stick. She had a big fat head and a skinny body. I wouldn't be caught with her alone. That's known at a party. Ego is there with the monster crew. I've seen everybody there except you. Why didn't you come? Weren't you prepared? Or could it be that you were scared? It's just not fair that you couldn't be there, because you really missed a lot. I'm telling you, we really brought the place down at the Haunted House of Rock.
This place is crazy.
I'm here. Yo, XTC, which way you gonna run, man? This way or that way?
Yo, man, let's just get out of here. Don't make no difference which way you run.
Yes, it do.
Why?
Because I don't want to run over you.
Thank you. man, it seems like a bad night for a fantastic funkadelic podcast.
Yeah, from the haunted house to the psychedelic sack.
So we're gonna rock this Halloween, Sookie and bite-sized Buddha style.
That's right, baby. Baby Buddha!
This is the Funkadelic
What's happening?
Funk Fever Podcast. Welcome back, everyone. What did we get into to start off this podcast so far?
Yeah, man. Since we are a few days away from Halloween, I thought it would be a proper way to start out with some haunted house of rock, which is Houdini. I got this record from May 26, 1983.
That's got to be probably my new favorite Halloween rap track.
Well, and then our next track, we went into Psychedelic Shack, which was the Temptations track, 1969, one of my all-time favorite soul funk record. That's what lead into what I want to do tonight. We're going to focus on the late 60s and early 70s funky stuff.
That was a crazy time to be alive.
Yeah, really?
So what do we have coming on next?
Yeah, we got Sylvester Stewart and the Family Stone, a.k.a. Sly and the Family Stone. JB, Mr. Brown himself, is always the godfather of soul and whatever funk. But in my mind, the people take funk into the next level in a different direction and make it a little bit more colorful would be this man here, Sly. Check it out.
Don't call me nigga. Don't call me
Thank you.
sisters, niggas, whiteys, Jews, crackers. Don't worry. If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
This ain't no way it ought to be. If only all the masks could see. But they keep talking about don't worry. They say don't worry. They say don't worry. They say don't worry.
That is one of my all-time favorite singers and an amazing guy in general, Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, man, I second that. One of the most influential songwriters from the 60s to the 70s. Superfly, Pusha Man, Curtis Mayfield, my man. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, the good die young, man.
Precisely, sometimes.
Unfortunately, he had to suffer for the last 9 years of his life, man, where he was paralyzed on stage and on a stage accident and live out the rest of his life on a wheelchair. Very unfortunate.
Definitely. And beyond actually that he was a great singer-songwriter, people don't know that he was a multi-instrumentalist.
That's right. That's
played
right.
Piano, saxophone, guitar.
Yeah, I have a recording of him talking about the making of Superfly. Someday we have the time, we play it.
Definitely. And for those who don't know, Superfly is probably the most famous blaxploitation movie.
Well, there was Shaft.
Shaft as well?
There was The Mac.
The Mac is one of the most slept on movies. But actually, the two big ones I would say are probably Shaft and Superfly.
That's right, my man. That's right. So prior to that, it was Sly and the Family Stone. Don't Call Me Nigger, Whitey. Yeah, I play these records. These songs were troubled time in the United States with the racial tension. People were fighting for equality, social changes, and all that. Quite significant. Interesting time to grow up in. In 69, I was 20 years old.
Crazy.
Yeah. But then, you know, there's other side of the coin with a lot of different music happening, which I have plenty of. But this is a fun show, so we're gonna stick to that. Are we gonna continue with a little bit of records or songs with a little of a political message? Here we go, the Isley, y'all.
Time is really wasted. There's no guarantee. Play my music, this game of music's too loud. I try talking up
was a full moon in the middle of June, in the summer of 59. I was young and cool and shot a bad game of pool and hustled all the chumps I could find. Well, now they call me sport, cause I pushed the bar short and loved all the women to death. I partied hard and packed a mean rod and could knock you out with a right or a left. I'd learned to shoot pool, playing hooky from school at the tender age of 9. And by the time I was 11, I could pad roll 7 and down me a whole quart of wine. I was making it a point to smoke me a joint at least once during the course of a day. And I was snorting skag while other kids played tag and my elders went to church to pray. I pitched pennies and down bennies and played the horses at the track. I wanted cards against tremendous odds, and my favorite game was blackjack. I seldom lost, cause my game was so boss. I mean, I had my shit down pat, and I was running through bitches like rags to riches, cause that's where my heart was at. Yes, I was a down stud's dream, a hustler supreme. There wasn't no game that I couldn't play. And if I caught a dude cheating, I would give him a beating, and I might even blow him away. Now my ace Boom Poon was a young boy named Spoon. My crime partner from the block, he had served a bullet and a deuce, and now they were cutting him loose from the joint they called a rock. We had hung out as kids, serving alternate bids in various reform schools and jails, and he was like my kid brother, and we had helped one another till he was busted for some stolen good sales. When he finally came back on the scene, his wardrobe was lean, so I bought him some vines of his own, and then we lit up some smoke and snorted some coke, and I dug how the brother had grown. He was bigger and meaner, and his mind was more keener, and he had earned my rep with his hands. Plus he was eager to compete with the hustlers on the street for my man at ambitious plans. I lent him a yard, copped him a rod, a 38 blue steel piece. Then we split to the Cafe Black Rose to party with some hoes, and for dinner we ordered a feast. Just about everybody goes to the Cafe Black Rose to drink, party, and eat. And if you ain't down, you better not hang around, else you sure as hell will get beat. The grease is nice and at a decent price, and all the bitches is fine. The jazz is so sweet, you'll be patting your feet while sipping on a cold glass of wine. You can cop your bag of reefer or skag and even some coke or some hash. But don't ask for no credit or they'll tell you forget it, cause hustlers only deal in cold cash. We had just finished greasing when the bitches started teasing for us to split and lay. Spoon's cunt collar was tight, which is understandably right after serving 3 years in a day. We about ready to split when I dug brother Harmony Grit, a runner from the south side of town. He was coming our way, so I figured we'd lay and hear about the happenings going down. Brother Grit was hip to all kinds of shit. I mean, there wasn't nothing he didn't know. He knew every hustler's name, including his game and who did or didn't keep dough. We traded jive and slapped each other five as Spoon silently checked him out. He had heard that Spoon was my ace Boom Poon, so he knew what our hustles was about. He was his usual self, sporting as well, clean from head to toe. He was dressed pressed down in a pinstripe brown, and his pocket was bulging with dough.
That was a fun record. What was that called, Sookie?
Yeah, man, it's called Hustler's Rap by Alan Douglas.
Sounds a little bit like my youth. In reverse.
Yeah. You're an old man, man. I don't think so, man. You were born in the 90s, right?
Yeah, in the 70s.
70s.
Well, 79.
79. Well, my soul be 1980s. You should be into new wave music.
Who says I'm not? But I mean, that record must have come out in around what time do you think?
Well, I have this on a compilation, and this compilation was it's called Super Disco Breaks. This came out in 1980, so doesn't mean the record. I think the record goes back at least a decade prior to that,
which would probably make it one of the earlier raps on a record in general.
Of course, like. The last podcast we played Jimi Hendrix track.
Definitely.
Yeah. This was all done in the early 70s, late 60s. From political into pimps and shit, you know? Hustlers and.
I know.
All that, man. So.
So, what are we going to jump into now?
We're going to jump into. You mentioned about Curtis Mayfield being your favorite singer. This is my favorite singer of all time. Yeah, Ego with Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
What is hip?
That was we made Tower Power, What is Hip, by some
classic jam.
Yeah, man. East Bay Grease, Oakland. I think this is from the album Back to Oakland.
Ah, nice.
Or was it East Bay Grease? I went to high school and junior high school in Oakland.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's where I grew up, man. East Oakland.
Was it as rough as it is now?
Well, it was a different time. So, but always rough, you know. Mark Twain once said that there's no there about Oakland. I went to junior high school with some of the Pointer Sisters.
Very nice.
You know how old I am. Shit. Before that was Al Green, not only one of the two of my two favorite singers of all time. You know, Al Green and Sam Cooke, man. Vocally speaking, no one can beat him.
Absolutely.
That's right, man. And also that I Can't Get Next to You, one of my all-time cover versions. Originally, it was done by Temptation.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. Anyway, here we are, man. Funketeers, Funk Fever.
And let's move from a newer dance re-edit to some original dance music. One of my favorites, Mr. Hamilton Bohannon.
Yeah, you take over.
Hey, let's party. Hey, let's party. Hey, let's party. Hey, let's party.
Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. where did you pick this up, man?
Ironically, I picked that up in New York, but the singer is Betty Chung out of Hong Kong, recorded in Hong Kong in Mandarin, and it's a cover of Nancy Sinatra's
Bang, Bang.
A wonderful, wonderful track.
That's right, man. Nice. Do you have any more of your stuff?
I'm looking. I might have a little bit of a sneaky up-the-sleeve track or two that might throw down one of these days.
Yeah, you need to bring it down. You need to play it. We need to get them exposed.
Exactly. Well, that pretty much wraps up what our Great Halloween podcast is all about. But what would a great podcast be on a Halloween evening without the one, the only... And before we jump into it...
Yeah, man, we want to talk about this. Little Buddha man here. He's got MJ on the turntable. Yeah, it's Michael Jackson's Thriller. But I need to mention this. This record looks different than the one I have at home. It's not on Polydor. It's on Amiga. And I am told this label is an East German label.
Yeah, a rare pressing.
Before the Berlin Wall came down. So it was the real East German record. How appropriate. We're playing this on Halloween night. A Michael Jackson record from a red country in a red country.
Exactly. So sometimes music transcends everything.
That's right, man.
Well, this is the Bite Size Buddha.
I'm Suki.
Signing off.
Yeah, man. Don't be scared, okay? Just get funky. We'll be right back.
Ha 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 ha!